Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 377. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Daylight saving time started last Sunday, and the majority of Americans moved their clocks forward 1 hour. Spring forward, fall back is a mnemonic we use to help us remember whether to move the clock forward or backward. In the spring, you move the clock forward 1 hour, and in the fall, you move it back 1 hour. 先週の日曜日からサマータイムが始まり、多くのアメリカ人が時計の針を1時間進めました。Spring forward, fall back は時計の針を進めるか戻すかを覚えるために使う語呂合わせの記憶法です。春になると時計の針を1時間進め、秋になると1時間戻します。The time change occurs at 2 a.m. on Sunday, and if you're awake at 2 a.m., you'll see your smartphone automatically adjust the time from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. The Sunday when the time changes is also known as the day you lose an hour of sleep. If you go to bed at 10 and wake up at 6, you get 7 hours of sleep instead of 8.Thus, you lose an hour of sleep. In order not to feel too groggy on Sunday morning, many Americans try to go to bed an hour early on Saturday to get their beauty sleep. 日曜日の午前2時に時刻が変わり、午前2時に起きている人は、スマートフォンの時刻が午前2時から午前3時に自動的に調整されるのがわかるでしょう。時刻が変わる日曜日は、睡眠時間を1時間失う人も言われています。午後10時に寝て朝6時に起きると、8時間の睡眠が7時間になるため、1時間睡眠を失うことになります。日曜日の朝にぐったりしないように、多くのアメリカ人は土曜日に1時間早く寝て、十分な睡眠をとるようにします。Hawaii and Arizona are the only two states in the U.S. that do not observe daylight saving time, meaning they do not change their clocks year-round. As a matter of fact,California and 17 other states have proposed year-round daylight saving time. I'm all for making daylight saving time permanent, and I hope that this change happens soon. I personally enjoy having longer and brighter days.
アメリカでサマータイムを採用していないのはハワイとアリゾナだけで、一年中時刻が変わりません。実はカリフォルニア州をはじめとする17の州では、通年でサマータイムを導入することを提案しています。私はサマータイムを恒久化することに賛成で、この変更がすぐに行われることを望んでいます。個人的には明るい時間が長く続く日々を楽しんでいます。
My wife and I were a little concerned that the time change would mess with our son's sleeping schedule. Luckily for us, Ruka has been adjusting well to the time change. Our cats, on the other hand, seem to be thrown off a bit by the time change.They usually wake up around 5 a.m. and bug us for food, but since the time change, they've been waking up around 6 a.m. Without question, cats waking up an hour later has been the best thing about the time change.
私たち夫婦は時間が変わることで息子の睡眠スケジュールが乱れてしまうのではないかと少し心配でした。幸いなことに、ルカは時間の変化にうまく適応しているようです。一方、我が家の猫たちは時間の変化に少し影響を受けたようで、いつもは朝5時頃に起きてご飯をねだるのですが、時間が変わってからは6時頃に起きるようになりました。
猫が1時間遅く起きるようになったのは、間違いなくこの時間変更で一番良かったことです。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. Vicky and Emma continue their discussion of how to tell someone that they have food stuck in their teeth. This time, Emma, who is American,shares how she would go about dealing with this situation. As you listen to the conversation today, see if you can figure out how Emma would tell someone that they have food stuck in their teeth.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。 ビッキーとエマは食べ物が歯に挟まっていることを相手にどう伝えるかについて会話を続けます。今回はアメリカ人のエマが自分ならどう対処するかを話しています。今日の会話を聞きながら、エマなら食べ物が歯に挟まっていることを相手にどのように伝えるのか考えてみましょう。Are you guys ready? Let's get started!Questions of the day. 今日の質問。Number one. How does Emma describe the communication style of people in the American South?
エマはアメリカ南部特有のコミュニケーションについてどのように説明していますか?
Number two. How would Emma go about telling a close friend that they have food stuck in their teeth?
エマは親しい友人に食べ物が歯に挟まっていることをどのように伝えますか?
Number three. When would Emma be more discreet with the friend that has food stuck in their teeth?
友人の歯に食べ物が挟まっている場合、どのような場面だとエマはより慎重に対応しますか?
Live conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's like purely an American thing. I think...It might, well, I guess generally Americans are more direct. I guess maybe it is an American thing, but I mean, of course, like there's different types of people everywhere, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
And sure, partially like the community that you live in makes a difference, how mm-hmm. people are socialized. Like in the South, there is a bit more passive aggressiveness where you might sort of tell somebody something without telling them and it's just implied. Yeah. But if
you have to read between the lines.
Yeah. But if you're not from there, you might not even know that you are reading in between anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like your roommate and I are like separated at birth or something. Yeah. Because I'm an incredibly direct person. Yeah.
Okay. So what would you do? Would you just like, straight up tell them?
Well, if it's a close friend, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. that's like not even a question for me. If it's a close friend, I wouldn't like just like scream it at them or something. But like if we're in the middle of a conversation, I would probably wait until like they're done saying what they want to say. And then when it's my turn to speak, I'd be like, oh, by the way, like you have something here. And if it's a close friend of mine, I don't even think they would blink twice about it. Mm-hmm. If we were like in a group setting, if it was amongst close friends, I would still do that because I think my close friends, like specific to who I am and who they are, were very like, we riff with each other and we tease each other and it wouldn't be like a huge like deal really. If it was like in a public setting, I might like, especially if we were somewhere that was formal and we weren't familiar with everyone else and it was just us, I would tell them much more discreetly just because I wouldn't want them to be embarrassed in that setting. But in terms about like being embarrassed in front of me, we've done so much worse in front of each other that I wouldn't even worry about them being offended.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. How does Emma describe the communication style of people in the American South?
エマはアメリカ南部特有のコミュニケーションについてどのように説明していますか?
She describes Southern communication as being somewhat passive-aggressive, that is, implying what one is trying to say without actually saying it.
アメリカ南部の人はやや自動攻撃的で、物事を間接的にほのめかすと表現しています。
Number two. How would Emma go about telling a close friend that they have food stuck in their teeth?
エマは親しい友人に食べ物が歯に挟まっていることをどのように伝えますか?
She would tell them directly, though she would wait for an appropriate moment in their conversation.
エマは親しい友人との会話の中でタイミングを見て直接的に伝えます。
Number three. When would Emma be more discreet with the friend that has food stuck in their teeth?
友人の歯に食べ物が挟まっている場合、どのような場面だとエマはより慎重に対応しますか?
Emma would tell a friend that they have food stuck in their teeth more discreetly if they were in a public setting or with a company that they weren't familiar with.
エマは公共の場や親しくない人と一緒にいるときは、もっと間接的に目立たないように友人に伝えます。
Summary
会話の要約
Emma and Vicky continue their discussion of how to tell someone that they have food stuck in their teeth. This time, Emma shares her approach.
Emma とビッキーは誰かの歯に食べ物が挟まっていた場合の対応について引き続き話し合っています。今回はエマが自分の対応の仕方について話します。
Emma feels that Americans are more direct than other cultures with their communication. She does feel, however, that people in the American South tend to imply what they want to say rather than actually say it.
エマはアメリカ人は他国の文化よりも直接的に言う傾向があると感じています。しかし彼女はアメリカ南部の人々は間接的に物事を言う印象があると話します。
Emma says she would be much more direct about telling someone that they have food stuck in their teeth, especially if that person was a close friend. However, she would wait for an appropriate moment in their conversation before telling them.
Emma は特に親しい友人であれば、歯に食べ物が挟まっていることをもっと直接的に伝えると言います。ですが、会話のタイミングをちゃんと見計らってから伝えます。
If Emma and her friend were in a public setting or with an unfamiliar company, she would be much less direct. Out of concern of potentially embarrassing her friend, Emma in this situation would be more discreet in how she tells her friend that they have food stuck in their teeth.
もしエマとその友人が公共の場や見知らぬ人と一緒にいた場合、彼女はもっと気を使って話すと言います。この場合は友人を困らせてしまう可能性に配慮して、エマは友人に食べ物が歯に挟まっていることを慎重かつ間接的に伝えるように心がけています。
Phrases of the day. 今日のフレーズ。Number one. Passive aggressive.
受動攻撃的な。
Passive aggressive は腹が立つことや不満に思っていることなどのネガティブな感情をはっきりと主張するのではなく、間接的に表現することを表します。
日本語では、受動的攻撃性と訳され、専門用語として使われているため普段あまり耳にしない表現かもしれませんが、アメリカ人の会話では日常的に使われる表現の一つです。依頼されてやりたくないことを断る代わりに延々と先延ばしを続けたり、腹を立てているのに、怒ってないよと言ったりなどが、
passive aggressive の特徴となります。例文。She's a passive aggressive person.
彼女は受動攻撃的な人です。
His passive aggressive behavior lately is really starting to annoy me.
最近、彼の受動攻撃的な態度には本当にイライラする。
He's being passive aggressive and has been making excuses to avoid us.
彼は受動攻撃的な態度を取り、私たちを避けるために言い訳をしている。
Number two. Read between the lines.
その場の空気を読む。
Read
は本や新聞などを読むという意味の単語ですが、根本的な意味合いは何かを理解することです。直訳で行間を読むとなるこの表現は、文章には直接書かれていない筆者の真意を汲み取ることを意味しますが、文章に限らず人の発言に対しても用いられることから、空気を読むと訳すことができます。
例文。I'm not very good at reading between the lines.
私は空気を読むのがあまり上手ではありません。
If you read between the lines, you'll understand what the author is trying to convey.
その真意を汲み取れば、筆者が本当に言いたいことがわかります。
He talks about things in a very roundabout way, and you have to read between the lines.
彼はとても遠回しに物事を話すので、隠された真意を理解しないといけません。
Number three. Separated at birth.
似ている。直訳で、生まれた時に引き離されたとなるこの表現は、本来生まれてすぐに引き離された双子を指します。しかし、日常会話では外見や性質、考え方や思想、好みや趣味などがかなり似ていることを表すときに使われます。例えば、今日の会話でエマは、
It sounds like your roommate and I are separated at birth
と言いましたが、ここでは、あなたのルームメイトと私はそっくりだねを意味します。
例文。We have so much in common. We must have been separated at birth.
私たちは共通点がたくさんあります。
すごく似ていますね。Were you guys separated at birth? You guys are like twins. お二人は本当にそっくりですね。双子みたいです。I feel like Tom and John were separated at birth. They talk and act the same way. トムとジョンは話し方や振る舞い方がそっくりだ。Number four. Incredibly. 信じられないほど。Incredible は信じられないを意味することから、Incredibly は信じられないほど何々やとても何々といった意味になります。Very や Really と同じ意味を持ちますが、より強調した意味合いがあります。例えば、今日の会話でエマは、I'm an incredibly direct person と言いましたが、これは、私はとても率直な人間ですを意味します。例文。What's up with the weather today? It's incredibly hot. 今日の天気どうしたの?すごく暑いね。I had a blast in Japan. The people there were incredibly kind and polite. 日本は最高でした。日本の人たちはみんなとても親切で礼儀正しかったです。This soup is incredibly spicy. My mouth is on fire. このスープ、信じられないほど辛い。口がヒリヒリする。Number 5. Wouldn't even blink twice. 驚かない。直訳で目をパチパチさせないとなるこの表現は、驚かないやびっくりしないを意味します。びっくりすると普通は直感的に瞬きをしますが、びっくりするような出来事に対して目をパチパチさせることなく冷静でいたり、何とも思わないような状態を、wouldn't blink twice と言います。例えば、今日の会話でエマは、I don't think they would even blink twice about it と言いましたが、これは友人たちに歯に何かが挟まってるとストレートに言っても何とも思わないことを意味します。ちなみに、Not even blink が本来の表現ですが、強調の意味で日常会話では twice を加えることがあります。例文。Tom is always cool and collected. Even if someone tried to rob him, he wouldn't blink twice. トムはいつも冷静沈着で、たとえ強盗に襲われても冷静でいるだろう。When I told her Super Bowl tickets were starting at $5,000, she didn't even blink.スーパーボールのチケットが5000ドルからだと言ったとき、彼女は驚かなかった。I didn't even blink when I heard the news. そのニュースを聞いたとき、私は驚きませんでした。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Passive aggressive. She's a passive aggressive person.His passive-aggressive behavior lately is really starting to annoy me. He's being passive-aggressive and has been making excuses to avoid us. Number 2. Read between the lines. I'm not very good at reading between the lines.If you read between the lines, you'll understand what the author is trying to convey. He talks about things in a very roundabout way, and you have to read between the lines. Number 3. Separated at birth.We have so much in common. We must have been separated at birth. Were you guys separated at birth? You guys are like twins. I feel like Tom and John were separated at birth. They talk and act the same way.Number 4. Incredibly. What's up with the weather today? It's incredibly hot. I had a blast in Japan. The people there were incredibly kind and polite. This soup is incredibly spicy. My mouth is on fire. Number 5. Wouldn't even blink twice. Tom is always cool and collected. Even if someone tried to rob him, he wouldn't blink twice. When I told her Super Bowl tickets were starting at $5,000, she didn't even blink. I didn't even blink when I heard the news.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックをしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's like purely an American thing. I think it might... Well, I guess generally Americans are more direct. I guess maybe it is an American thing, but I mean, of course, like there's different types of people everywhere, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure partially like the community that you live in makes a difference, how people are socialized. Like in the South, there is a bit more passive aggressiveness where you might sort of tell somebody something without telling them and it's just implied. Yeah. But if
you have to read between the lines.
Yeah. But if you're not from there, you might not even know that you are reading in between anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like your roommate and I are like separated at birth or something because I'm an incredibly direct person. Yeah.
Okay. So what would you do? Would you just like straight up tell them?
Well, if it's a close friend, yeah. That's like not even a question for me. If it's a close friend, I wouldn't like just like scream it at them or something. But like, if we're in the middle of a conversation, I would probably wait until like they're done saying what they want to say. And then when it's my turn to speak, I'd be like, oh, by the way, like you have something here. And if it's a close friend of mine, I don't even think they would blink twice about it. If we were like in a group setting, if it was amongst close friends, I would still do that because I think my close friends, like specific to who I am and who they are, we're very like, we riff with each other and we tease each other and it wouldn't be like a huge like deal really. If it was like in a public setting, I might like, especially if we were somewhere that was formal and we weren't familiar with everyone else and it was just us, I would tell them much more discreetly just because I wouldn't want them to be embarrassed in that setting. But in terms about like being embarrassed in front of me, we've done so much worse in front of each other that I wouldn't even worry about them being offended.
Awesome job today. I thought it was interesting to hear the two different approaches Emma and Vicky would take in telling someone that there's something stuck in their teeth. It sounds like culture and personality play a role in how people deal with this kind of situation. However, regardless of whether you're direct or indirect about it, I think we can all agree that if it's your friend that has something stuck in their teeth, it's your obligation as a friend to let them know.
お疲れ様です。歯に何か挟まっていることを相手に伝えるときに、エマとビッキーが2つの異なるアプローチをするというのが面白いと思いました。このような状況にどう対処するかは、文化や性格が関係しているようですね。しかし、直接的に伝えるか間接的に伝えるかは別として、歯に何か挟まっているのが友達なら、それを知らせるのが友人としての義務であることは誰もが同意するところでしょう。
If you guys enjoy listening to this podcast, I highly recommend you guys checking out my new YouTube series, Native 英語の耳トレ。In this new series, I break down real American conversations, introduce key phrases, and explain the nuance of the English language. The conversations are about 20 to 30 seconds long, so they're much shorter than the podcast.Like the podcast, there's a section where you can repeat the sentences, and all of the English expressions and sentences are subtitled. It's a great way to practice listening and learn new practical English expressions. You can find the new YouTube series on my Hapa Eikaiwa YouTube channel, or search Native 英語の耳トレ on YouTube. I hope you guys enjoy it. もしハパ英会話のポッドキャストを楽しんでいただけたなら、私の新しい YouTube シリーズ、ネイティブ英語の耳トレもぜひチェックしてみてください。ネイティブ英語の耳トレシリーズでは、アメリカ人のリアルな会話を細かく分けて重要なフレーズを紹介し、英語のニュアンスを解説しています。会話は20秒から30秒程度で、ポッドキャストほど長くありません。ポッドキャストと同じように、例文をリピートできる部分があり、英語の表現や文章にはすべて字幕もついています。リスニングの練習にもなりますし、実用的な新しい英語表現を学ぶこともできます。ネイティブ英語の耳トレは、ハパ英会話の YouTube チャンネルからご覧いただくか、YouTube でネイティブ英語の耳トレで検索してください。ぜひ新シリーズをお楽しみください。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hapa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hapa Eikaiwa podcast service, and it's a platform that will allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode,the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. 最後に、Podcast Plus を忘れずにチェックしてください。Podcast Plus は新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスにはエピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.